She's on a spiritual journey to find the truth, and we want to welcome Brittany from Equipping Godly Women. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Well, you have your mother-in-law to thank you for this journey, right?
I do.
So give our listeners a little snapshot of how this journey started so they'll understand our conversation as we continue on.
Okay. Well, I was raised Protestant in a very Bible-believing church. We were and family. We were at church all the time. And I never really questioned my faith very much. I always tried to dig deeper and really know more. But I never really questioned that what I was taught was true until my mother-in-law gave me a book called Surprised by Truth. And as I started reading through it and learning more about what Catholics believed, I realized I really had to come to grips with some of the things that were different. And I was noticing there was a lot of proof on the other side of the page from what I had been taught and that it was all correct.
And Brittany, the title of that book again was what?
Surprised by Truth.
Surprised by Truth. It's by Patrick Madrid, who's going to be at the
Men's Conference
coming up
in March.
On March. So I saw that. And it's like, oh, people need to know that what an impact that this book is having on you. So
So
you've reading the book. You're seeing that, oh, wait a minute. There's things that are ringing true in this book around the Catholic faith that's different from your Protestant faith. And I found it interesting that then you don't want to call yourself a Protestant anymore.
Right. Right now, I'm not really classifying myself as either. I am trying to do my very best to just ignore all the things that I was taught from, you know, whoever growing up, just because I think some of it, people found some misconceptions along the way, and maybe they thought that what they were saying was true, and then when I looked into Scripture, I realized that's not actually what the Bible says at all.
Yeah.
So I'm trying my best right now to just really dive into Scripture and history and to find out, okay, what does the Bible actually say? And if you look back at the ancient church fathers in history, like what actually happened? And just trying to take the most unbiased approach I can to find out where the truth really lies. And then that's, I guess, where I'll end up.
Our guest is Brittany from Equipping Godly Women. And how I first found you, Brittany, was you had posted the top five reasons that you found supporting the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist.
Yes.
Which now, having now read the background, that, you know, you're on this journey, you're trying to find truth, and here you got to the Eucharist. So
yes.
Share the first couple of reasons with our listeners as to why you found truth in supporting that it is the real presence of Christ.
Okay, well, people will probably have to read the whole post to get into the whole thing.
Right.
It's kind of an extensive topic. But the first reason was that the early church believed it. And as I was reading through a bunch of books, I kept seeing in different books that people had found every time they read through all the old church fathers, not a single one of them saw the Eucharist as a symbol. And it was never disputed until the 11th century. And that was something I was never taught. I had no idea. So looking back now, that's something people decided way after the fact. Well, I thought that was pretty convincing.
If the early guys who were the closest to Jesus believed this,
right?
Who are we to say, no, we know better?
Right.
Yeah.
And the second reason, which was another big one, was that the Jewish people of the time couldn't accept it. I read through the Bible in its entirety more than once, but I never actually realized that the passage where Jesus talks about this is my body and this is my blood that we usually hear at communion or at the Eucharist, that's not the only passage. There is another passage where he says the same thing to some Jewish listeners and to his followers, and this second passage it's in John, is way more in-depth, and he keeps repeating himself over and over again, and he uses words that really make it clear that he's not talking about a symbol. But it was the Jewish people's reaction after the fact that I thought was really interesting, because if they thought he was talking about a symbol, nobody would have had a problem with it. But then as they hear him talk, they sound so confused, and they have him keep repeating himself, and then they all leave because they can't accept it. And I just thought, who would leave if it was just a symbol?
Right. Yeah. Oh, this is a symbol of the body and blood of Christ. Oh, I can't take that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope. Sorry. Got to go. Yeah. Our guest is Brittany at Equipping Godly Women. Letting God Lead, My Journey Through Protestant and Catholic Belief. That's the name of your series of blog posts. Now, you've posted, this was your third or fourth?
It was the third one.
And you've got more coming, right?
Yes, I do. It is actually like a three-month-long series. We are just diving in-depth into all the main issues that really were kind of stumbling blocks to me when I first thought about the Catholic Church before I knew. And then as I've been getting feedback from my readers and questions that they have and things they need clarification on, too, I'm really wanting to make sure that I add that in, too. This just started off as my journey, but then as I was sharing it with other people, they were so interested to hear more. So now it's kind of, hey, come along with the ride, and I'll share some things I'm learning, and I'll try to find some answers for you, too.
Our journey, not my journey anymore, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's one of the things that really strikes me about this, Brittany, is that this really is a true journey of faith where you are letting God lead you where God wants you to be.
Yes.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us this morning, Brittany. Will you share with our listeners how they can follow you on your spiritual journey?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
My website is equippinggodlywomen.com. It's all together. There's no hyphens or anything. And if you go right to the site, I have the Eucharist post front and center, so you'll find it right away. And if you click through to that, you can find all the links to all the other articles in the series.
Brittany, God bless you and on your journey. We'd love to hear from you as things unfold. So God bless.
Oh, thank you. You too.